Join the conversation with Sylvia Walker. Good morning, Sylvia. How are you?
Morning, Abs. I'm great, thanks. And you?
Absolutely fantastic. Just moving on very quickly. Well, running out of time. This is Money Matters with Sylvia Walker. She's the Early Breakfast Show's resident financial advisor. Today, we are talking about October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But Sylvia says, we always focus on the medical aspects and going for regular health screenings, etc., which is very, very important. But we don't always consider the final impact implications of these types of illnesses. And this can be devastating. Sylvia, I think many will agree with you.
Absolutely. Anyone who's been through it will know how incredibly costly it is. You know, medical treatment isn't cheap in South Africa. And this kind of specialized treatment is even more expensive. So it can be financially devastating if you haven't prepared. Because where are you going to get the money from to actually cover those shortfalls? Yeah.
So what is the cost of breast cancer treatment? How expensive is it? And will one's medical aid cover all of these costs?
You know, Abs, the thing is that if one looks at, you know, you've obviously got your your initial costs, the surgery, depending on the severity of the illness, that would determine what the costs are and what the expenses are related to the treatment. But, you know, you're looking at probably R500,000, maybe even up to about R700,000 in total for treatment. So it really is a very expensive exercise to go through. And in terms of medical aid, a lot of people, yes, obviously do belong to medical aid. And fortunately, cancer is covered under the prescribed minimum benefits, which means that even if you run out of benefits, you can still receive treatment, standard treatment in the state facility. So it's not like, you know, if you don't have any more medical aid benefits, you can't get treatment. But often what happens with medical aid is people might have a hospital plan only. So if they are the day-to-day expenses, you know, ongoing tests, bone marrow tests, that kind of thing would come out of your day-to-day expenses or your, you know, pocket if you only have a hospital plan. And then things like oncology, you know, oncology benefits are often limited in medical aid. So if you have a limit on your oncology benefit, you could also find yourself exceeding that. So even though you have a medical aid, you don't necessarily have, you know, it doesn't give you that peace of mind that you're going to be covered 100%.
If you've just joined the conversation, you are chatting to Sylvia Walker. Looking forward to having you being part of the conversation. What's your experiences with such illnesses, and how were you able to overcome the cost that comes with such illnesses? 021-446-0567. Would love to hear from you. Sylvia, what about if you don't get or you don't belong to a medical aid?
So there are lots of people in that position, and they need to use the state facility. And it all, you know, we say it all depends where you are, because in some provinces, in some cities, the state facilities are really excellent. Maybe in others, they're not as good. So there really is, I mean, there is that fallback that you can go to a state hospital, but it's not, it can be potluck depending on where you are. As I say, some of the units, I know, for instance, Critisphere Breast Cancer Unit, I've heard of people that have gone there, excellent facilities. So it all depends where you are, you know, what your how good your facilities are. But you need to obviously use, you know, the state facilities.
I suppose then the question is, are there any other costs? So what other costs should one be considering?
So I think, Abs, you know, the thing is, it's not always a case of just, we look at the medical expenses, obviously, and there might be shortfalls there. But also going through something like breast cancer, is you need time to recuperate. So you might not be able to work. You might need time off work. And that, you know, time is money in anyone's book. So if you're self-employed, for instance, where, you know, how are you going to generate an income? If you're working for an employer, but, you know, according to law, we get 36 days sick leave per 3-year cycle. So you might exceed that. Your employer might not, you know, keep you on necessarily. They might let you go because they, operationally, the business needs to continue. So it can often be quite a tight dilemma to be in. You know, I always say to people, in that situation, you want to focus your energy on healing and on getting better. You don't want to be focused on money and, you know, I need to force myself to go to work because I need to earn an income. So one needs to consider those sort of softer issues, as well as you need money for life to be able to carry on so that you can have the luxury of actually taking time out to get better. So that's a critical aspect, a financial aspect one needs to consider.
I actually didn't even think about that. I was just thinking medical. Yeah, I was just thinking medical, medical. If you've just joined the conversation, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we are always focusing on the medical aspects of going for regular health screenings and all of those things. Sylvia is saying all of that is important, but she's also cautioning that we don't always consider the financial impact of these types of illnesses. She says that there are some things that you need to be looking out for. That's the conversation this morning. We'd also love to hear from you. Do you have experience with such illnesses? And if you have, what were the financial implications and how did you overcome? We'd love to hear from you. Sylvia, from your conversation, that it's best to get cover or talking about that, what kind of cover is best and what else should one watch out for when selecting cover?
The thing is that, you get a thing called severe illness cover or trauma cover. So people generally always think or tend to think, I need life cover because I'm going to die. But with these illnesses, medicine has progressed to such an extent that even heart attacks, all the severe illnesses, those lifestyle-related diseases, your chance of survival is fantastic, much greater than you dying in many cases. So you need cover for if you live. So there are a number of different options, and a lot of companies sell what they call cancer policies. So, in fact, I'm recently dealing with a client who's got a cancer policy for her and her husband, but it only deals with specific female cancers and specific male cancers. And those kind of policies are so, specific in terms of what they cover, but they're not necessarily cheaper than if you took out a full severe illness cover policy. And severe illness cover policies would cover a wide range of conditions, which is obviously more desirable because nobody knows if you're going to get ill. You can't actually determine which illness specifically you're going to get. So I think it's best, it is good to have cover. And obviously the sooner one takes it out, the better, the sort of more affordable it is. It becomes very expensive later on in life. And just in terms of watching out, so when you do take out cover, a lot of the policies are severity-based, which means that you need to have, let's say you've got cancer, you need to be in a certain stage before it pays out a certain percentage. So you don't actually know exactly how much. If you've got R500,000 cover, it may only pay out 200 or 300,000 because you're at a specific stage. So I need to just be very careful of that. Don't think you've got a certain level of cover when in fact they may pay less. Mm-hmm. And there are other policies that are not severity based. So you take out, cover and that's what will be paid. And then the other important thing, Abs, is that don't take out any kind of policy or cover that's going to stop at a certain age. Because things like breast cancer, one of the greatest risk factors is age. The older we get, the more prevalent these illnesses, not just cancer, but other illnesses too. So don't take out any cover that's going to stop at, like, let's say 70 or 75, because that really defeats the object. You want the cover for life and until you die one day.